Hello, this is Tricia Stewart Shue, and this is Artistic Allegory's April 2021 article, Stellar Indemnification, Facing the Truth. In the early 1500s, a young painter and son of a peasant managed a feat known to few artists of that time. Chu Ying, 1494 to 1552, impressed and gained the support of several wealthy patrons. With a special gift for copying paintings, Chu Ying found favor among collectors, bringing him an opportunity to copy and learn from Song and Yuan dynasty paintings in the collections of the Zhangyang area, and greatly broadening his artistic scope. He was adept at painting in various styles like ink wash and blue and green style, but he excelled at Gongbi brush technique, well known for its delicate and intricate brushstrokes. Chu Ying's paintings are housed everywhere from the Vatican to the Los Angeles County Museum of Art, LACMA. He is most certainly a world-renowned artist whose works are priceless. So it's no surprise that the National Endowment of the Arts, which manages the Arts and Artifacts Indemnity Program on behalf of the Federal Council on the Arts and Humanities, chose to indemnify the first exhibition ever held outside of Asia for painter Chu Ying. Last year, LACMA hosted Where the Truth Lies, The Art of Chu Ying. Every year since 1975, the Art and Artifacts Indemnity Program has accepted applications both domestically and internationally for artwork, artifacts or objects, rare documents, books and other printed materials, photographs, films, and electronic materials. Such objects must have educational, cultural, historical, or scientific value, the program says, and the exhibition must be certified by the Secretary of State designee as being in the national interest. Here's where things get interesting, though. There are lots of holes in Chu Ying's biography, and his works are challenging to authenticate. There are estimated to be hundreds or thousands of copies and forgeries for every authentic Chu Ying painting, says William Poundstone on his blog Art and Chaos. In fact, the curator of Where the Truth Lies, Stephen Little, weighs in by saying, "Few artists in Chinese history have proven as enigmatic as the great Ming Dynasty painter Chu Ying, honored as one of the four great masters of the Ming Dynasty. His is one of the most copied art in Chinese history." Keeley Boyd writes in A Closer Look at China's Most Enigmatic and Most Copied Artist, "Despite this iconic status and passage of 500 years, unresolved questions around the artist persist. Only three paintings are dated by his hand, resulting in a flawed chronology of his production. Biographical information, such as the dates of his birth and death, are unknown. It's not unusual to lack this documentation among lower socioeconomic classes among the Ming period, but if he was lower class, this prompts more questions about how this artist ascended in the cultural hierarchy." Where the Truth Lies grapples with such issues as artists who cross social boundaries, literacy, and the importance of connoisseurship in determining quality and authenticity. This will be the first exhibition of Chu Ying ever organized outside of Asia, says the LACMA website. The exhibition will also include works by his predecessors and teachers, his daughter Chi Zhu, and followers from the early 16th through mid-20th century. The exhibit is curated chronologically, and Mr. Little chose to use the obvious challenges to create some healthy curiosity with visitors. Two fan paintings hang at the entrance of Where the Truth Lies, The Art of Chu Ying, at the Los Angeles County Museum of Art, says Keeley Boyd, who visited the exhibition in person. The exhibition curator, Stephen Little, withholds the perspective wall labels, taunting the viewer to claim the genuine Chu Ying based only on observation. The irony is, of course, that although Chu Ying's training at copying paintings for wealthy patrons brought him global and historical notoriety, his own paintings were eventually and prolifically copied as well. The genuine article versus a reasonable facsimile. To the naked eye, they could pass as truth. Only the discerning connoisseur can truly appreciate the breathtaking detail of each work of art.